what we are getting on the ground is that people are not agreeable to a government of national unity between the Movement for Democratic Change and ZANU-PF. Their reasons for this rejection is that elections that were held on the 27th of June, they were preceded by a lot of violence. There was a lot of intimidation. The MDC was not allowed to go about its campaign. So the people generally are not for the idea of a government of national unity.
Is it even possible to have a government of national unity, Mr. Jafari?
I think the question is not who is ruling Zimbabwe. The question is the legitimacy of the government of Zimbabwe. The current government is wholly illegitimate after beating and murdering their way to a rigged election. So to have the government come in now and claim an election victory and then invite the MDC in as a junior partner speaks nothing to the will of the Zimbabwean people. The answer isn't bringing in, for example, Morgan Tsvangirai into a power-sharing deal like what they have in Kenya. The answer is to have the people of Zimbabwe be able to legitimately elect their choice. So a government of national unity simply won't work because the chances that President Mugabe and ZANU-PF will actually allow some kind of actual power sharing is slim to none.
What is needed then under such circumstances?
What is needed is Mugabe's retirement and then a transitional government that will work on a legitimate constitution that will pave the way to free and fair elections because the Zimbabwean people must have their say in their government and they haven't had that yet.
The transitional government is what the MDC is calling for. Mr. Pasirai, is that something that ZANU-PF would accept?
ZANU-PF will not accept a transitional authority because they want to be in total control. Because our conception of a transitional authority is a government that is neutral, a government that is only there to serve on a short-term basis. It's transitional, as its name implies. It's temporary in the sense that it has got a specific mandate. In the case of Zimbabwe, a transitional authority at this juncture would have the mandate to firstly deal with the political environment, which is very oppressive and repressive. Secondly, it would need to deal with abusive state institutions which are ZANU-nized. So there will be need for ZANU-nization of state institutions which are responsible for oppression. There is also need for a new democratic constitution. So a transitional authority is only there to facilitate a process whereby democratic elections will be held.
Mr. Jafari, President Mugabe's condition is that the MDC or Tsvangirai has to recognize him as a president, which is clearly not happening. So if there are those conditions in place, will this even work?
Well, I think it's not a question of even the MDC not recognizing him as president. Numerous governments are wrestling with this as well. The question of who's ruling Zimbabwe is open right now. You can't say that the president Robert Mugabe remains president. But what happened in Zimbabwe was tantamount to a coup. There was no free and fair election. The military and the security services stepped in and imposed their will, which was also the will of Robert Mugabe on the country. So it's completely and wholly illegitimate. The NBC, rightly so, has said that they will not recognize a legitimate president absent a free and fair election. And that is the line that should be taken by all other governments, by the Southern African Development Community, by the African Union, and by the United Nations. In addition to individual governments, we need to get to a stage where there is common consensus on which legitimate government is ruling in Zimbabwe. And absent a free and fair election, we simply don't have that.
Mr. Pasirai, both Tsvangirai and Mugabe seem to be setting conditions. Where does that leave the country right now?
Well, it means this stalemate will continue. The political impasse that we have had for the past 9 or so years will continue. The only way forward, Carol, to resolve and resolve quickly this national crisis is by all the political players, the opposition and ZANU-PF coming together, and as well as civil society, the business community and the churches, so that they agree and look at the national crisis through the same lens.
What do you mean by that?
There are some players who are in a state of denial, Carol, that there is no crisis in Zimbabwe. And this is taking us back. There is also a misrepresentation of the crisis, a mischaracterization of the type of or the nature of the Zimbabwean crisis. But we have always maintained that the crisis in Zimbabwe is about illegitimacy. Illegitimacy of this current government, which comes about as a result of flawed elections, controversial elections that we have had for the past I don't know how many years. It's about a government that abuses human rights with impunity. So these issues need to be articulated. These issues need to be put on the agenda of any type of any form of prescription for the resolution of this crisis.
I'm just going to turn to Ms. Okay. Jafari for his final word. The AU met and came up with their position, and there are all these questions of legitimacy. And in the meantime, violence seems to be continuing in the country. Where does that leave Zimbabwe?
If the African Union fully recognizes Robert Mugabe and there's no transitional government, the entire region will be destabilized. You will have increasing starvation. The inflation that's already at about 10 million% will cause the currency to completely collapse. People will start engaging in the barter system and only grow subsistence crops. The refugee flows to other surrounding countries will be massive. South Africa will be destabilized. Zambia will be destabilized. Botswana will be destabilized. You will have a regional crisis unimaginable at this point that could suck in several other, could suck in the entire Southern African region. There is no alternative to Robert Mugabe leaving and having a transitional government. There are no half measures. If half measures are taken and Robert Mugabe remains as president and still maintains the ability to manipulate Zimbabwe, the entire region will fall with him.
Mr. Pasirai, your final word.
From our own research and from our own findings, talking to people, this is what Zimbabwe is generally agreeable to, that there needs to be a transitional authority, perhaps which serves for maximum period of 24 months, which puts in place a new democratic constitution so that there is a new democratic election, which ushers in a legitimate government. Jafari talks about the illegitimacy of the current regime that is led by Mugabe. The question of illegitimacy has always been an issue in terms of being at the center stage of this crisis that we are facing in Zimbabwe.